All right, nice to have everybody back. It's a beautiful day around the Bay Area. If you're up in the Bodega Bay Area, the Tides Wharf Restaurant, outside dining, Gene Bogato has got it together. Just gorgeous weather up there. The food is great. The salmon is great. And social distancing, masks required. And, of course, the fish market is open. The store, where you, all the things, the little mementos are there as well, the gift shop. And if you want to spend the night, the Inn at the Tides is available as well. So up in Bodega Bay, if you're in the area, absolutely the Tides Wharf Restaurant is for you. One other thing I will mention, and that is if you're up in North Beach today, Original Joe's, of course, has outdoor seating. You can do that. If you want to grab and go, order off the menu up at Westlake, you can do that with Original Joe's. John Dugan, the most unique restaurateur in the Bay Area, has got it together. And, of course, respecting all the social distance rules and everything that goes with it. And that is so important in these days. All right, joining us now, he's the host of our Giants postgame show. I love getting his insight into the Giants and baseball in general. And, of course, what we had last night and what we've got today. And that is Bill Lasky. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you doing? Giants are struggling. You and I talked about this a long time ago about this road trip, and sure enough, this road trip's been going so-so to now it's losing four out of five, five out of six, and today's not going to be an easy task for them.
No, let's talk about last night. I know you had the show last night, and I watched the game. Samardzija, you know, he battles. There's no question. He was sweating and working hard last night. The ball, he gets a lot of the plate. The home runs got to him again last night, another few home runs. What do you see as a pitcher in Samardzija?
Well, I'm telling you what, he's sure mixing it up a lot, but it's the second time around in all these starts that he's struggled with. And, you know, throwing 84, 82 changeups, mixing speed, and you don't have much of a fastball. I think he hit 91 once or twice. He's 89, 88, and if he's not spot on hitting corners, that's what's going to happen to him, giving up the long ball and giving up six home runs in three starts again last night, got shelled. And he was pitching pretty well until Mookie Betts hit a slider. And once that slider was hit, the ball just seemed to elevate because Bellinger gets a base hit and then the error in left field. And then sure enough, Turner gets another base hit and three bad pitches. Everyone was elevated. Everyone was out in front of the strike zone. And sure enough, everything fell apart right after that. Starting off the fourth inning, Muncy was trying to go up in the strike zone, try to elevate. And the 1-2 pitch, he just didn't elevate enough. And Muncy took him out of the ballpark. And the slide went quick. You know, there was nothing that he could stop the bleeding for. Going out in the fifth inning, walking the first hitter, and then two hits batsman. And at that time, he was toast. I don't know why he went out in the fifth inning. I thought at 81 pitches after four innings was enough, but they tried to push him, and it just didn't work.
So, Bill, what do you do with Samardzija? How do you deal with this? His turn will come up again, more than likely. Let's see, Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably not, maybe until the A's series. Who knows what they're going to do here. But what do you do with Samardzija? Because clearly he doesn't look right.
He doesn't, and Krug talked about mechanics. He's swerving a little bit more like he did a few years ago with the one leg up, and then he just kind of dials in from a stretch position. As big as he is, you would think that he would have more little push off the mound. It's just not working this year for him, and I don't know if that spring training, too, by having that break between the regular spring training, if he did much. The arm slot's about the same, but the velocity's down and the breaking ball was squirmy yesterday. I thought he threw a couple good changeups. He's not throwing the split finger or the fork ball because of the blister, so he's just throwing it off speed. I just don't know if you can start him again. I think he could piece together the bullpen. I tell you, a guy that really impressed me yesterday was Sam Selman, and he was a starter in AAA, and you might just have to push somebody in there to take that slot and maybe put Samardzija as your long man for a couple innings just until he gets his focus back.
Yeah, they could do the opener, go back to that in that fifth spot, and that's a good point, very good point. What do you think about Kiki Hernandez, who said, "I wasn't hit. I don't want to go to first base." Did that ever happen to you?
I've never even seen anything like that. Usually when a hitter hits, he's running down first base because he got a free bag. You know, Samardzija's comments after the game, he wasn't upset. He goes, hey, I like the guy. He's a contender. He's the kind of guy that, you know, he wants to hit. There's nothing wrong with that. But, boy, sure enough, it showed him up pretty well when a hitter says, no, I want to hit. I didn't get hit. You know, and then of course, the controversy was saying the Dodgers requested the replay, which I started laughing about. I was just like, that's pretty bad if they did. But it didn't happen. And, you know, that was an inning that Sam Selman came in and almost got out of it with this ababa by Solano at second. But I'm just patting Selman on the back today because I thought I saw a real good outing by him yesterday, striking out three guys in two innings. And then put it this way, you know, he faced the meat of the order. So tip my hat to Selman again, and I keep bragging about him, but I really thought he cemented his place in that bullpen as middle relief.
Bill, you know, the Dodgers hit a lot of pop-ups off of Samardzija. I just want to finish up this thought. And it looks to me like that's what they do. Will Smith golfed one out. They just try to get under the ball, get a launch angle, and get that ball out of here.
You're absolutely right. Seven fly balls for Samardzija. And when you look at this team, Marty, 26 home runs already. 26. They had four last night. Leading Major League Baseball over the Yankees, who have 24, and you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing. It just seems like they're trying to golf everything, getting under the ball, trying to drive the ball. Batting average, team batting average is around 245. Nothing just you know, shoots you out when you're looking at Bellinger and Muncy under 200. But again, this team is just 1 through 9. They're so solid, especially when you're looking at the bottom of the order with Chris Taylor. Edwin Rios, what a guy. He can swing it. And Will Smith also hitting a home run. So it's not really the main guys in the middle. It's 1 through 9. And that just gets you going about a team like the Dodgers. They're 10-4, just playing real good baseball, 7-2 on that last road trip. And it's just starting to dial in for the home run ball.
Yeah,
so
hitting
how do
a lot
you do
of home
that?
Runs. Yeah,
they sure do, and I think you just got to elevate the fastball once you get ahead of them, and I think that's what Samardzija was trying to do, but he just didn't elevate it enough. And when you make mistakes, it doesn't matter who's in that lineup. When you get the ball up and it's a green light with that swing, you're going to get some balls that are going to be deep.
Good. Very great analysis. Really good analysis. All right. Cueto today, his first game against the Dodgers, I thought was okay. He was pissed off a little bit when they took him out. You know, he didn't want to go out, and you like that. This is his 300th Major League game, his 300th start. 12 2/3, just a couple of homers, 6 walks, 11 strikeouts. The whip is high, 1.58 for him, and you don't want to put people on base against a team that likes to get under the ball.
You're absolutely right, too, Marty. And I tell you what, I thought he threw well in Colorado. He had a couple good starts, no doubt about it. It's just that second time around when he's trying to fool somebody. And we saw that with Arenado, and Arenado hit it out of the ballpark. And I just would love to see him get some quicker innings. He's going deep in counts. And the shimmy and the shake, he almost fell over on the one pitch he threw in Colorado. But he's an entertainer. I just love watching him. He's a typical baseball entertainer, and takes the hat off, walking off the mound with the glove, and I just crack up every time. But you know what? He's your ace. There's no doubt about it. He needs to push himself through 5-6 innings. It'd be great if he had a couple innings where he didn't get the pitch count up. Excited to watch this game tonight. I really am. I just think Kershaw only throwing one game. I don't think he's the Kershaw as we know from years back. And I just hope the Giants can score early and give Johnny Cueto a little breather, because he really hasn't had many.
No, he hasn't. The thing with Kershaw, I always say, try to get him in a long inning. If you can get him in a long inning, you know, the arm is not quite as strong as it used to be. I think that's the way you got to deal with him. Try to get him to throw a lot of pitches in one inning.
Yeah, I got to watch his game against Arizona, and he was dialed in. He threw 5 2/3, had 6 strikeouts. He was 0-1, 0-2 on every hitter, it seemed like. And, you know, that's the Kershaw we know, the one that just dominates, the one that's so aggressive and comes right at you with that nice hard fastball, and then he drops the curveball and the changeup in there. So, well, I'm anxious to see how he's going to come out today. I'm anxious to see what kind of velocity he has and see if the Giants go after him. And I think you really do need to try to get him early on that first couple pitches, because once he gets ahead of you, Marty, you know as well as I do, he can throw stuff out of the zone and nibble with the best of them.
So is that it? Is it the fact that he doesn't challenge you as much? He throws that curveball, gets you to chase? Because, look, I gave the numbers today, and, you know, you love the numbers. 47 starts against the Giants, 23-12, 174 in run average. This one has the makings, hopefully, of a close game. But what is it about this guy that makes him so tough? Because it's not Koufax, it's not Gibson, it's not Marischal. He's not that kind of pitcher. What makes this guy so tough?
Well, I think the main thing is his windup with the herky-jerky, the little break. He gets the hands way over the head and the timing. And just like Cueto, he mixes up his motion, you know. He'll speed you one time. He'll be quick pitch, not as much as Johnny, but he gets it in there. And once in a while, he'll elevate the fastball. But I just think it's just the dominance of that he's had over the Giants. It's a mental approach, and they have to break that. They have to go up there thinking, hey, he's just a left-handed pitcher. Let's just try to get some upbeat numbers, get some men on base, and maybe he'll make a mistake. We talked earlier, Kershaw isn't the same guy we've seen years back, and he's had some minor injury, lower back, earlier this year. But I just think it's the mindset. The Giants have to go up there thinking, hey, we can hit this guy just like anybody else. If he gets in a rhythm, if he gets going, then somehow, some way, they have to try to get him, as you said, longer pitch counts. Get him in a stretch a few more times. It's going to be a challenge. We know that. But at the same time, these are the games that these young guys need to go out and try to beat the monster. And there's no doubt about it. With the numbers you threw out there, he has been a nemesis for the Giants for a long time.
Well, it's Slater, Solano, Yastrzemski, Longoria, Flores, Pence, Ruff, Trump, and Dubon, who has a home run off of Kershaw, and Cueto. So they're loading up with the righties. Bill, one last thing for you. They're putting a lot of pressure on Solano and Yastrzemski. And I realize in baseball life, when you're hot and you ride it. But at some point, these guys are going to come back to earth. Someone else has got to pick it up and pick it up quickly.
Absolutely right. And I tell you what, I thought Evan Longoria came out, you know, after he came off the IL. I thought he was hitting the ball real good against Texas and on this road trip, 1-for-16. And it just doesn't have that pop that we saw earlier when they were home. He just liked the bats dragging through the zone. And of course, Belt isn't playing today, and he's under 200. It's just tough with some of these older guys that just can't get a rhythm going. Hunter Pence in there again today. He's only got one hit. Ruff struggled a little bit. He's DHing. They just got to come to fashion, Marty, and that's what these veterans have to do. Yeah. These young guys are doing their job, and these older veteran guys need to stick it and pick it up. And hopefully they will, because that's their only way they're going to come out of this with some wins, especially today and then tomorrow with Walker Buehler and then off to Houston for three. A tough road trip, and then they come back and play the hot A's. So sooner or later, these veterans are going to have to kick in, or it's going to be a quick down to the cellar with this team.
No, you're right. 6-9, 15 games, there's 45 to go. I say you don't want to get over 30 losses, and each loss now becomes important because it's still early in the season. One last thought. I was just thinking yesterday, and I said in the open, Alexander came in and got Dickerson and Yastrzemski 5-2 with a couple of runners on base, and to me that was the end of the game at that point. And lefty versus lefty, the Dickerson and Yaz just couldn't pull it off.
You're absolutely right, and I tell you what, I was looking at this bullpen. They're second in the major leagues. They have really refined that bullpen from all the years that they've had trouble down there. And I tell you what, that Dylan Flora, he's got stuff that moves all over the place, a Northern California guy. And then Dennis Santana, the big guy, 6'6", 6'7", coming in just throwing curveball after curveball. And first fastball, he throws, Flores hits it out. But I really believe this bullpen that the Dodgers have is a lot better than people can pat him on the back yet. But you're absolutely right. I think Alexander is that type of left-hander that is so difficult to hit lefty against lefty. And we'll see what happens today. It's going to be another day. We always say the sun's up, and I'm looking for a good game tonight. And thanks again, Marty, for having me on today with the pregame, and have a rest of a good day.
Yeah, you too. And listen to you tonight on the postgame. You're doing a great job. And You've got tomorrow as well, and just keep at it, and we'll just see where this crazy season takes us. Just be thankful they're not the St. Louis Cardinals, but that's a story for another day.
So, that's exactly right.
All right,
stay safe.
Stay safe,
Marty, and we'll talk
too.
Again. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bill. All right, that is Bill Lasky. Great to have him on. Just a pleasure the way he breaks down the game, and he watches every pitch, and the postgame is a lot of fun with Bill. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.